But what up, what up, what up? It is Abstract Square Podcast. This is episode 50.
Yay.
Bah, 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 bah.
What up, man?
Yo, we have a special guest in the building. Steph Lover Lover.
Yeah, something like that.
Don't let the fucking
I'll accept that.
Nice introduction fool you.
S Money. She's a thug. Works
S-Money.
Too.
S Money.
Yeah. All right.
I like Chicago's
that.
Finest.
Yeah, Steph from Chicago. She honed that mic like she's been watching Oprah. Like,
shout out to Peoria.
Steph from Harpo, Peoria. Gang Gang.
Nah, but what y'all been up to?
Same old.
What do you mean life? You ask us that every fucking episode.
I know. Yeah. Because
it's only been a week.
We record weekly. Like, motherfuckers want to know what we've been doing.
You know? Doing my thing, been on the sideline, trying to stay in bounds. Going nah, it's regular shit.
You been writing brick on your brick? B, you just shooting? That's
freelancing.
All
yeah, living that life.
Did you post on Instagram? Your Instagram, your LinkedIn, your Tinder.
Nah, fuck all those trends. I think that's corny.
I think it was fun.
I think it was corny.
It was fun?
I think it was fun. I've seen some really good ones, some really bad ones.
I don't like it. I'm not.
You know what? I'm not gonna say that. It's not for me. Let's just put it that
it
way.
I think you need to do it.
I think I don't.
Why? Why do you say you need?
Because
to do it?
Like, you know, I always try to push B to step outside of his boundaries.
But he has to start with. You say he doesn't have a social media presence to begin with. So
facts. What happened to staying in your lane?
No, I have a.
What's wrong with staying in your lane?
I got a social media presence.
No, you don't.
And it's really creative.
Defined like presence.
Nobody knows.
Okay.
You.
Come on. Who knows you? I want your side, B. Who knows you?
I'm not. See, you try to set me up for the everybody knows. No, that's not what I'm saying. Like,
that's kind of what you just said.
No, but there are people.
Listeners, y'all heard of Chad?
Yes, actually. Nah, but like, people understand my likes and my dislikes through my social media.
Coffee and sneakers.
Yo, that's my new shit for 2020. Coffee and sneakers.
Cool.
Just start a blog.
Right, you might as well. You just sound.
I'm not going down this blog.
Go ahead, fam.
Again, ever. I'm sorry.
Coffee. Right. That's what I knew you were going.
That's what he wants to be. That's what he wants me to be. You nobody mean no influencer.
Coffee and sneakers, boo. Like, come on, bro.
Yo, don't thought me out.
That's how you sound. Like a
tummy tea.
Like a coffee. You sound like a
You
sound like a coffee sneaker thought.
Yeah. Don't thought me out.
I get the understanding of branding yourself and showing personality, but. For me, that's just not a comfortable space, and I'd rather be genuine behind the scenes
and do that
versus be fake and all in the camera. I can't do it.
All in the videos, not my
flow. Come find me in real life.
Come find me in real life, live in a living color. I like that, B.
All right, cool.
It's us versus them, B, today.
Oh, that's what Steph, you on my side?
What?
See?
About him having a social media?
Yeah.
No, I respect his lane. I'm very similar when it comes to social media as well.
Yeah.
And what I share and how I share it out. So.
That's fair. All right.
Actually,
in the digital space, you never know what's going on out here in these streets.
That's very true. That's why you have the ability to post things that you're comfortable with people, you know, making assumptions and judging you on.
I actually said that I was going to give you a little bit of credit for some of your posts recently. Like, you've been a little bit more forthcoming with things that I probably wouldn't say on Instagram recently.
Really?
Yeah, you've been a little cooler than, like, I wouldn't do it, but, like, it's you do it.
Like what?
Like, you're speaking about diversity and things like that. Like,
oh, almost, I'm
like,
all the way on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, I can't do it. I might, like, lose my job kind of thing, but I'm afraid, pretty simply put. I like
my don't be that guy in the office.
I am. Like, at the end of the day, like, like I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, like,
don't be that guy in the office.
I'm that guy. Like, listen, it's me against them. I'm not really going to win, so.
How do you feel about that, Steph? You seemed a little perturbed.
Not perturbed. I was a bit taken aback. I feel like
that's reasonable, though.
Huh?
It's reasonable, like, to know that 1 versus 500 that you should probably say, "Nah, I can't win this war."
But I guess that is a question of like your social media presence and like if that is really supposed to be like a place for you to express yourself to your friends and connections and loved ones to feel that you can't even do that.
No.
Right.
I removed myself really for the most part from social media because I feel like it's not a safe space for me to be myself. I'll save that for real life.
Yeah. So like I think I've made a clear distinction maybe closer to Thomas that Instagram is for me a Rolodex, right? It's a business extender. It's an extension of my professional practice, right? And like,
okay.
Yeah, there's parts that are personal, but not all of that. And all of the strangers don't need to know that.
Right. As a brand, like, you can only go but so far if you want to maintain that brand.
Then, what is the brand that you're trying to put out there?
There is no brand.
No, not that I'm not for diversity, but, like, really the brand is...
I'm just playing the game. That's
No, because that wouldn't be the brand. It may be the case, but it's not the brand. The brand is more like... it's the lack of brand on social, right? Because I don't want to affect the brand that I have in real life.
Yo, Chad, you know he on video. He going to cross his legs, let you know his footwork is out here popping. Nice. He did it real smooth.
That's how you feel, bro?
That's how you feel.
Show what you got, Thomas.
Nah, he out here.
I stay in my lane.
He out here flexing, too.
Stay in my lane, kid. Stay in my lane.
Yeah, Converse. I need that check.
Yeah. Hey, Converse and my Converse. Right.
Influencer. This is the influencer.
Yo, sneakers crew. And coffee.
I mean, I don't think anybody's done it right. I'm sure somebody's done it, but...
No.
Nobody's done it right.
I have a great idea too.
It's kind of cool. Can't lie. It's kind of fits in your J. Crew lane. It kind of works.
The way I have this planned out, it's gonna work.
Nah, I trust you.
You gonna vlog it? That's what you're gonna do?
I thought about that. That was my initial thought.
Can't wait to see a slow motion Vimeo.
It's a different approach though. It's a different approach.
You can pull out that slow motion Vimeo.
We're still concepting.
What's the music with the soundtrack? Can I like hear it?
It's Griselda.
Oh, ooh, I like that actually. With coffee, cup of Joe going crazy. I like that. I like that. I like that.
Cup of Joe.
That's hilarious.
I like that.
Yo, I hate you.
I like that.
Nah, but yo, really quick, chat. Did y'all hear about this whole Gabrielle Union and Terry Crews situation? Yeah. So, what is it? America's Got Talent?
Yes.
She was on America's Got Talent and got kicked off for basically standing up, right? And
you run to where I'm not posted on the gram.
So, are you Terry Crews?
No, I'm not Terry Crews. But go ahead, continue.
So, basically... Terry Crews is on the show as well. He said he didn't experience any sort of like discrimination. And Gabrielle's like, hold up, time out. I just stood up for you when some grown man grabbed your crotch, you know, and now you're not standing up for me.
I didn't know that part. Yeah. I didn't know she stood up for him in the whole sexual assault.
Yes.
Thing. Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah. She was like, that's crazy. Like, I put myself out there for you. And basically, Terry. His approach was...
He's speaking his truth.
Speaking his truth. He said, while I was on the show, I didn't experience it. But that's not how Gabrielle perceived his response. It was like, I don't know what she's talking about. Like,
well, I thought it was interesting. I don't know if you guys listened to his response, but he specifically said... Oh, it's super diverse. Like, the talent, you know, we had one of the top... finalist was Asian, and we have, so he was speaking more so about the talent, not what was going on behind the scenes.
So why did his PR people spin that? Like,
I don't know, but I clicked the link, I listened to it, and he was speaking more so like in front of the camera and the type of talent that they're showcasing versus the actual management and NBC and production staff and diversity.
Still,
from that respect,
he's jumping out the window.
Wild. So, what would y'all do in that situation? You know, like if you're either Terry Crews or Gabrielle Union,
you ride all day. Yeah, no motherfuckers is fucked up. I don't even need a story. Here's the thing: when you're at that platform and at that level, for me, unity is more important than saying, "Well, I didn't experience that." So,
right.
I think he's protecting his bag. I think he's also looking for a bag.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. For sure.
At the expense of Gabrielle Union, which I don't think is cool. I mean, she did what she did, but I thought he...
Yeah, he wowed out. He fucked that up.
My thing is, let's figure it out. Let's talk. Let's chat. Let's figure out what you need from me, what I'm willing to do. But I'm not going to jump out the window on my own and just say, nah, she cool. But
yeah, you know what the initial feedback that I read, at least on Twitter, was... a lot of black women saying, see, this is the problem. Black men don't stand up for us.
This is bad that we're on camera because my facial expression is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, there's that narrative. It's true.
Yo, that's a wild narrative.
And to take it a step further, it's like, y'all don't stand up for us, and then y'all step on our necks again to get ahead.
We got
to
stop that in general. Like, we got to stop separating ourselves and saying that we don't care about them and they don't care about us. Like, we gotta care about each other, like, at the end of the day. Yeah. Like, that really bothers the shit out of me.
It's a lie. you know.
Yeah, like that. That was like really upsetting for me to read because I'm like, yo, I'm out here trying to like help everybody.
Yeah,
you know, and you know, like whoever posted that was like, see, this is, you know, they never stand up for us. It's like, damn, I could walk past this person in the office now, and she can have a completely different view of me because of this shit here. Without even getting to know me.
Or may already have that view and just double down on it now.
Right, right. Like now, oh, this happened, I'm definitely not fucking with y'all. And this is unfortunate, you know, like.
It's completely to our detriment, like.
Yeah, it's like the already trying to separate us.
It's divide and conquer, like, at its best.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, so that was a little upsetting to read. I'm like, damn, I thought we was getting to a good place. Nah, I'm over him dancing with his shirt off. I'm over that.
It was funny for real. Like maybe 30 seconds and then.
Yeah.
Now, at some point, like, you just got to stop that, bro. Like, put your nipples away, fam.
Yeah, stop like, flexing.
Like, for real.
Flexing your pecs, you know, like for commercials, Old Spice commercials.
We have mutual friends that are like, that work with him, and they say that he's a really, really good person. But, like, put that really good person to the side and tell him stop playing with his nipples in public. Yeah. It's not cool.
But he don't got to, I mean, I guess his team isn't there, and his wife is cool with the money or whatever.
His wife's not black.
Yeah, we know this. So
I don't know.
He's a really nice guy, though.
She's something of color.
She's something. They used to have a reality show, and her parents came on.
I know. What is she?
I feel like there's something else in there, though.
Well,
I
don't feel either like way, she ride or die. She's down for whatever it
I'm
is.
I'm with that. Support your man. Yeah. Someone put his nipples away.
Well, if anything, I hope what comes out of all of this is a conversation between Gabrielle Union and Terry Crews.
That's where it should start, like, period. Especially, like, and I don't know if this is politically correct or not, but as a black man, like, and you just go talk to her, bro. Like, be the bigger man and just go, like, right, have a conversation. Right. Like, step up.
Yeah.
Be a king. Like,
facts. Like, know. if you messed up and said that.
Just go talk to her.
Just go.
You scared of her, bro?
Just be like, yo, I fucked up.
You scared of her? Like, fam, you scared of her?
Yeah.
She's not a Weinstein, bro. Go holla.
But, you know, even back to his whole claim for sexual assault, not saying that it's right to, I don't condone sexual assault on anybody, right?
Right.
But, like, the fact that he's jumping out the window on some men's rights, like, yeah, we, you know, we get assaulted too in the time of this Me Too era where I feel like it's a voice for y'all to express what's going on. Whether you agree or not, I still feel like he jumped back out for no reason and said, hey, yeah, we get assaulted too on some men's rights shit. That's what it felt like.
I just realized that I'm going to get in trouble for saying anything about homeboys. So, like, let's.
Wait, why are you going to get in trouble?
Because we have a mutual friend that works with him on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
So we should leave that alone.
But, like, I'll say it. I mean, I still feel like.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I still feel like it was corny. Like, I get it. I understand that. Equality is equality, but, like, let's be real. Is it all equal yet? No.
That's just like us being in the workplace and knowing there's a lack of us at the top, right? And then
right, there is.
There's definitely a lack of us at the top. And, you know, you make it to the top and then you go, I don't see no issues.
Right.
You know, like.
It's all lives matter, my nigga. We good.
Nah. But you know what?
What are you talking about, my nigga? Like, what are you talking about?
Yes. While that's morally wrong, it's completely, like, understandable.
It's not understandable.
It is understandable.
To basically end up, like, to be blind at the fact that there's none of us at the top. You're there by yourself.
I'm not saying it's the game that I'm playing. Right. But what I'm telling you is it makes sense for someone to preserve themselves. Self-preservation is key. My family gotta be good. We've had this conversation on this podcast.
If it's
my family or the rest of y'all, I never heard of y'all.
But, like, at the cost of selling out everybody?
That's not necessarily me, but I understand someone that's saying, you know what? In between me, like, creating generational wealth for my family, first generation, like, or, like, saving them.
You're
like,
creating
generational. I'm not Harriet, bro. Like, I can't do it. Like,
right. You're creating generational wealth, but you don't know if your children will be in a place where they're going through the struggle of which you avoided.
I hear you, but I'm saying not everyone feels like they have the testicular fortitude to become Malcolm right now. So, like, they just gonna be like, I'm gonna just take my bag and and take this bet on my family. Like, it's real. I'm not saying that it's okay, but it's reasonable and understandable.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's two sides to the story. Like,
I know, I get it, but I just have a problem with it.
I got a problem with going home saying, babe, like, they offered me like $750 a year, but like they wasn't hiring women, so I said nah. Like, I don't know if that's really gonna be cool when I get home.
Yeah, but you gotta think about
what you mean, like, yeah, but
you have to think about like the decisions that I'm making today will ultimately affect your son, my daughter, and if you're not taking a stand today, like if Malcolm or Martin didn't take a stand, like we wouldn't be having this conversation.
But we also never have the conversation about mad people that said, yo, I'm not Malcolm, bro. And they didn't march. They didn't do nothing. They was like, nah, y'all figure that shit out. Like if it works for y'all, it works for us, cool. But like I'm making sure we good.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm going to hit the military real quick and go get this bag. That's a real thing. That's how it works. Like, I mean, and families are good because of that.
And like, you know, there's equally, there's the need for both sides of that struggle. Like, all right, yeah, you can blaze trails and do what you got to do in their house. You know what I'm saying? But then there's also the field niggas who's out here ready to run and fuck shit up.
Mm-hmm. Right. So which, are you a field nigga?
Yeah, listen, I'm at the march with it. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time. Yeah.
He said he at the march under an alias.
Right. I'm at the march, but no pictures.
Thomas at the march. He ain't posting about it.
Thomas at the march with a Griselda mask.
Nigga got a mustache. Just
but real talk though, I don't know where I would be because that's not really quite my life. Like if that really happened where I had to take a stand, I don't know where I would sit. Because at the end of the day, you got to come home and
I know, but I think I know you well enough to know that you would stand. Like,
depends on that bag. I'm just keeping it real with you.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have been faced with that. And they've, like, decided, nah, I'm going to go with the money and make sure my family's good.
And so the thing for family, everything. But I also don't have any kids yet. You know what I'm saying? And that perspective is very, I think it's different. I think it changes things a little bit.
Yeah, you could take an L for yourself.
Of course, all day.
I'll put that on record. Like, if it was just me and I had to stand up for some shit, I could eat like hot dogs and shit. But like, nah, not my.
I mean, look at where I'm at now. Like, where I'm working is definitely not. You know, like I'm taking the L. You know what I'm saying?
There's like there's levels to the L.
There's levels.
Yeah,
I still think transparency. Like, I still feel like I'm taking the L.
That's an overprivileged L you're talking about right now.
Yeah, but also I could be doing better, right? I could be, and this is my thought process internally of like going out and finding those places that will help, you know, us and all that stuff. But yeah, okay, I have people depending on me. I have bills to pay. Like, I take the L, so I'm no perfect. I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying?
Why do you say though that it's taken the L versus opening up doors and
for somebody else? I think my mind has shifted over the years. Like, I still think that going into it, it was a Martin type of view where it's like I'm opening the door for somebody else who might want to pave this way. But as I've grown older, I realize I don't want anybody to pave that way. You know, this is personally for me. Right. Like, I want everybody else to build their own, because I see where it's gotten a lot of people where they've paved their way in that world. Like, how many of them are really good, if you will say? How many? You know, you see the Diddy's, you see the Nipsey's, you see everybody else who's building their own thing. I look up to that more than I look up to somebody at the Ford, you know, C-suite. Like, just where my mind is.
To your point, in real life, as soon as I said I'm getting married, it's as soon as I went back to work.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do this for myself no more. Like, I have to. It's just real.
And there's good things about it. Like,
does it feel like shit? Absolutely. But like, it feels better when baby got
milk, you know?
For real. Like,
that's true. That's true. I don't know. Hold your head out in these streets. Yo, son.
Hold your head. Mm. All right. Yeah, so potential partner, Steph. He is out there doing his thing, but has to take the L.
We shouldn't call it the L. That's disrespectful to someone that's
taking
the L.
You're right. Compromise. His beliefs for making sure that he can, you know, sustain a household. As far as ride or die, I guess it's depending on each situation. How do you feel about that partner, you know? That potential partner.
Well, no, I think it depends, though. It depends on, like, what.
Let me say the working man is a sucker.
With the example on, like, what that compromise needs to be. Right? Like, there's different levels to the type of compromise. Like, if you are, you know, walking around, and this is super extreme, but like you're overhearing people, white people use, you know, nigga every day, mm-hmm. right? Like, no, I'm not comfortable with you compromising yourself and putting yourself in that type of situation or environment.
Wait, I need to stop you right there. So what if that is the case, right? Okay. He's in the office and they're like, Trinidad James, nigga.
Happy right? hour. We're playing this. Right? You're getting paid $750 a year.
Easy. Versus, right, and y'all living in, don't even think it that far. Like, just take regular day-to-day middle-class people, right? And he decides, I don't want to hear nigga no more. And he quits. And y'all got like a year worth of savings. And that shit could be depleted. Like, would you rather him not listen to nigga, or like y'all have to figure out where you're gonna live?
I would rather him not listen to nigga. And that's just me. Like,
that's true.
That's real, and that's official.
Like, I don't know.
Knows me, like, and knows enough to know that, like, I'm not super materialistic. I'm not, you know, like, so, like, for me, it's just kind of like,
we're talking about survival, though. We're not talking about materialistic.
I mean, but survival, like, my thing.
Some get it confused.
This is still my ideal mate, right? Like, I'm with someone that mm-hmm. is a hustler, that has drive.
Right.
So that didn't work out. You have to quit that right. situation because it
made you uncomfortable. It's cool. We'll bounce back.
Right.
I'll do what I need to do. But I never want somebody to feel that they are in any type of environment that makes them uncomfortable. Like, fucks with their mental in any type of capacity. Like,
because they gonna bring that shit home.
Yeah. So I asked that question very specifically because I was hoping that you answered in that way. Because I'd love for you to think about, like, where is there a case where someone is not saying nigga like every day?
I feel like there is. Where? I mean, well,
nigga, talk about
right.
it.
I mean, well, here's the thing. Like, maybe not at the highest level. Maybe you're insulated from it, right? Like, in your particular group, department, whatever, like, you don't feel the effects of it every day. But yeah, you
do. You
know,
feel it every
I
day?
That, well. You know.
Sorry.
Yes, that's a confirmed.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know if that got a little too personal, but like, I think that we all feel it every day, minus those that aren't necessarily like, you know, check it in. But
I feel like I can honestly say that I've been in environments where it has not been as, like, my last work.
Where it hasn't been as overt.
Yeah, where I've been like, exactly. Right. Like, it's subtle and it's from some person. Three people removed from me that I have to, you know, engage with like once every quarter. You know what I mean? I think that makes it a bit different. Like, the how often you're kind of facing these things. Like, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, like the powers that be probably have, you know, these viewpoints. Mm-hmm. But if you are able to kind of like carve out a safe space, if you will, and allies,
carve out a safe space. You heard what you just said?
Yeah,
that's real. Like,
where we're living,
you had to do that. That's the point that I'm making. Like, we live in a world where you're getting nigga anyway,
right?
So like, are you really, it just is what it is,
right?
That just makes me want to throw up.
What, that
it's real? Like, it completely is what it is.
Well, when you say like the fact that we have to look for safe spaces,
right like I don't know if you know if you felt how we felt, or at least myself and Chad, for sure. Mm-hmm. When you said that, I was like, damn. Because we all do it. We all carve out our safe space. But like, why should I have to?
That's true.
Yo, it's almost like being on the Underground Railroad and looking for that little light down through the woods. Like, I know I can knock on their door.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's a funny thing you say that, right? It's almost like choosing your name, right? Like deciding to be named Harriet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The fact that in today's world, like the fact that we look for allies and we work with or for companies that are always like preaching diversity is like, that's a completely different podcast.
We always get here.
I definitely think that one of the things that we were talking about just ride or die, we were getting into Terry Crews and how his wife just, you know, kind of stays in line. And my friend Steph sent me a quote this morning from a book, and I want her to I want her to read that question.
Yeah, I need a drink for this one.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yo, where the bottle at?
Over here.
All right, pulling up the quote. So,
and maybe you can give some update on the book and the author. Yeah.
So,
all right, go ahead, ladies first, bro.
The quote.
See,
yeah. Fuck with
that. So the quote that I am going to read is from a book that I'm reading right now called A Brief History of Seven Killings. Amazing book by Marlon James. But the quote is featured in a chapter about this young woman that's like dating a guy right now. And dating a white guy, and it's basically like her thoughts, her inner thoughts about this relationship that she's in with this man. And the quote says, "Can people want to be with someone all the time, okay, most of the time, and yet also wish they were alone and not in little compartments but at once?"
My first thought,
yes.
Her man doesn't have a man cave. That's ridiculous.
He can't be alone.
Yeah, like we all try to be alone to a certain extent. Like we all need separation. We all need our own silo.
Yeah, I'm curious to understand to what degree is she talking about being alone. Like is she, this almost sounds extremely selfish. Like she only wants to talk to people when it's on her time. She only wants to eat dinner when it's on her time, and like it, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like she is not willing to compromise her time and her emotions.
That's how you feel, B?
For a man that she made the decision that she, are they married?
Not married. They,
that she's yeah, decided dating. To like date. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like she kind of want to be a hoe.
So. That's a whole other. You jumping out the window.
Heaven on earth. Heaven on earth.
You jumping out the window.
I mean, as human beings, when we say we want to be in a relationship or we want to date, that means we are making a commitment, and if you want to call it a sacrifice, of our own personal time. Am I wrong? Am I right?
I'm going to say you're wrong.
Me too.
Okay.
Because.
Go for this.
When you are making that decision to date someone, there's the difference between sacrificing that time and wanting to actually spend that time with that person, right? Agreed. I think there's a balance between both.
It sounds sacrifice
like
is extreme.
The fact that she wants to be alone sounds like if she's not following that feeling of saying, hey, I need to be alone, she's sacrificing. Because a sacrifice is almost like, I don't want to do it.
I get it.
But I'm going to do it.
Okay.
So that's essentially what she's doing.
And you don't want to all the time. I'm not saying that you should, you know, want to share that time every single moment of the day. But there's going to be a point where, yeah, you want to be alone. And I think that's okay.
See, I was going to be more diplomatic. I don't disagree with you.
You were going to be diplomatic?
I wasn't going to be. No, well, I am going to be diplomatic. Okay. I'm not going to say that you're
she ain't
wrong.
Have enough Buffalo Trace, man. That's what I'm saying. Let me get that like, ad though.
But I think it's how you define like your relate. You just said like for me relationships are this and
what is that?
You sacrifice and that it's based on how you define a relationship. I feel like for someone like maybe me or Brian, right? Like that have been single and you know it maybe that has evolved and it looks different.
Yeah.
And like for me the
would you call that jaded? Evolving and looking different at relationships?
I don't think it's jaded.
Okay, just asking.
No, I don't think it's jaded. I think it's just kind of based on the experiences that you've had, the place that you're in right now. Like, I think
so. You feel like you have more information so you can make more informed decisions or?
Yeah.
not necessarily that, but like I've lived alone for a number of years, right? Mm-hmm.
So now you're more comfortable that way.
I'm more comfortable that way, jaded. Right? So, no, that's not jaded.
It is.
That's just my life. That's how I've been.
Tell me how it's not jaded.
How is that jaded?
It's not jaded.
It's not jaded. I think jaded is the wrong word.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, give me a better word then.
I think Steph is comfortable.
Exactly. It,
comfortable, and I think sometimes if you have gotten to a place where you are comfortable being alone,
and yes, you want companionship, but you're also like, damn, like, I don't know if I know how to be a partner all the time, and I just want my own space, and it's more than a man cave or, you know, going out with my girls for a couple hours.
That's why I said Jada. I'm going to rewind. So, like, at what cost, right? At what cost are you willing to give up your comfort? That's what I'm asking, right? Like, is that where you end up being? Because you've been alone, you're so comfortable being alone that you don't want to give up that comfort.
No. And okay. I do want to retract my statement of saying she wants to be a hoe. I want to take that back. Yeah, you should. Thank you. I do want to retract that statement.
I'm sorry. That is the wrong word. I took that back. That is the wrong word. Okay.
I think, you know what's so interesting about this whole concept of saying you want to be alone is if your partner has the same concept and you want to spend time with him, but during that time he actually wants to be alone, there's actually no real way for you two to have a real connection because you're not on the same wavelength. You know, like, at what point do you say, I really like this man, but I want to be alone, and when I'm ready to, like, spend time with him, he wants to be alone. Like, at what point do you say, all right, when he's ready to spend time, fuck it, I gotta just go hang out.
Somebody's got to break. Somebody's right. Got to bend.
And that's why I say I use compromise and sacrifice. Yeah. That is the primary reason why I use those two words, is because at some point you will be compromising your time, and it may be in a situation where you're like, all right, I guess I can hang out today. But in those moments when you really want to be alone, you are fucking sacrificing.
Yeah.
You're like,
I'm 100% not open to sacrificing that alone time right now, like, especially maybe the second half of 2019 into this year. Like, I completely own being selfish, and if I don't want to hang out with nobody, I do not.
So help me with a word to describe what they're both describing. Like, it's not jaded, but there is a word that says I'm not willing to discover what it's like to hang out with someone because I'd rather hang out with myself. Okay. Like, that is something.
Now let me put a caveat in there. Y'all two have found the people that you want to spend the rest of your life with, right? There's no telling. And I promise you, it's probably going to change over to where I will make that sacrifice, knowing what I'm going to build with that person in the future. Right. Yeah, but right now, I don't have that.
You're not willing to sacrifice. You're not willing to sacrifice your alone time for someone else. You're not willing
to sacrifice your alone time to even get to the point of where Thomas and I are at.
Stop that.
Your turn.
No. Let me answer.
Okay,
let me
answer. Cool. Because we don't want
to,
you know.
Then we're going to curve you and we're going to go to
the side. Whatever. Fine. Nah, I don't. That's wrong. Because when you find that person, you're willing to spend that time. I've done it before where I've sacrificed. I've dated people outside of this state. And I've sacrifice work,
facts,
time,
facts,
energy,
money.
Yeah. I've done
vibes,
it.
Vibes,
right? Vibes, like, yeah. I spent time in Pennsylvania versus spending time in Brooklyn.
Go there.
Yes, but
we get your point.
You get my point, right?
Right.
So I've done it, but when
you're
not willing
to do it right now.
Absolutely not. No.
So how do you expect to get back to that point where you made those sacrifices if you're not putting yourself in the space?
And that's what I was trying to get to, like my jaded word. Like, you're jaded by your previous situations where you're not willing to, like, give up your like energy.
I disagree.
I mean the concept.
I was gonna say I struggle with the jaded word. Like, I feel like it's a level of comfort that you have reached, and I don't know if complacency is the right word, but like, you have like it. This has become your habit. This is your life as you know it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. And you look at relationships as if they may not be the life as you want it to be.
Yeah.
I don't know if
Got a better word for me?
Thomas, get her.
Like, get her. No, because I personally feel as if I could not have, like, found my wife if I didn't learn how to be alone. So I respect being alone. Mm-hmm. But you have to be open-minded at the same time.
Same.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I learned how to be alone.
Right. I
was able to then go on and find my wife.
Because I learned more about myself during that time. Right. It's a great time.
Yeah.
So does that learning to be alone evolve over time? Like, there's no one learning. It's not a straight linear path, right? As you get older and change and evolve, that learning how to be alone.
Right.
For me, I'm not that handsome. Like, it wasn't a choice.
But it's also like, it's learning to be alone and, like, also learning to be alone together.
break that down for
Please do, because that was some like wild literary devices. Like,
talk to me.
But like exactly what you guys are both married.
Should just give me a headache.
And sorry.
I need a drink.
And a buffalo
drink. She about to give you this Harpo.
No. But listen, like you guys are both married and you talked about like the sacrifices that you make and, you know.
I make no sacrifice. Everything's good. Easy. It's light.
Yo, I can't stand this.
You don't got to go nowhere later?
That, like, I'm getting in trouble.
You guys want space sometimes or like, hey, like I just want to like.
Who needs space?
I need space, fam. That's why I'm here.
No, you don't want to hang out with us.
You don't want to chill with us. He just wants space from his wife. Okay, we're gonna end this. Yo.
No, but the
but
the
to podcast, to a certain extent, yeah.
Yeah, it's the podcast is a chance for me to break away, hang out with the fellas. You know, like that gives me like a moment to give her time away from me as well.
Yeah,
shit.
Respectfully, I'm on the same page. Even though I'm scared, right. I said that, but yeah.
No, I mean, my point is like your aloneness, or you being alone when you're with somebody else looks different than being alone when you're single.
Steph, I need you.
That makes sense. I got it. I heard you.
Say it one more time.
Say it one more time because I'm gonna ask my question, but say it.
Okay, I said you being alone when you're in a relationship looks different than you being alone when you're single.
Facts.
Absolutely, because I still gotta go home at the end of the night.
But it's more than that. You're making choices.
my alone time is in Vegas, baby. Like I do different things, right? That's alone. I can go to a trip and do what the fuck I want
to
do.
You trying to say we can't?
Yes, you can. But
we
like,
do.
But you don't do single boy shit. Nah, you can't.
Nah, we not single.
You're not even doing single boy shit.
Yeah, but like single
boy. You don't
boy
know my life, yo.
Nah, single boy shit is I'm subjective. Like,
who is
like
this?
Do I?
Even Steph was like, I don't know that. I don't know him, yo.
Nah. Because
who is that?
I'm lying. I'll be in the house, yo.
Nah, realistically, like single boy shit is like single boy shit. Can be going to a strip club. Am I tipping? Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you married me, you know me. So this is what we do.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you keep that alone time.
Yeah.
Consistent without violating the relationship.
It goes back to Terry Crews.
Yeah. Are we full taking circle. It full circle?
Hear me out.
We taking it full circle?
It's just about the conversation with that black woman and saying, listen, are you comfortable with me doing this? Am I alone time? Yeah. And when it's done, it's done. I can confidently, there's a lot of men that can't say they go to the strip club and they're married.
That's wild to me.
But there are men that are like that, right?
Yeah.
Why you got to go there? You got me. Well.
Yeah. You don't smell like baby oil, my nigga.
You don't smell like love spell.
Your, Bath and Body Works, you know what I'm saying?
That's disgusting, yo.
And your baggy pajamas. You're like,
well, I don't want to like promote the strip club, but like realistically, there are certain. I went to the extreme, but single boy shit, like, they're still regular dudes.
Man.
Thomas basically said, "We still out here in these streets.
We still outside. We outside.
Within reason.
Within outside.
Asterisk.
With being respectful to your wife and your relationship.
Absolutely.
So." Shout out to everybody that's washed, too.
Yeah.
Cheers.
I'm washed. You know what I'm saying? Cheers, bro. Cheers to the wash gang.
Nah. She not washed? All right.
You just said you go to Vegas where you want to be alone.
Her Instagram is tastycakes118 from
Chicago. I thought her. You serious for a second. I'm like, you?
No.
Let me find out Steph got a whole separate
she
Instagram.
She got a Finsta. Make it a clap, my nigga.
Nah. Wow. Let me see that Instagram posted, LinkedIn, and Tinder.
Right. you have one more question?
No, I was just curious. Like, I think we kind of answered it. Like, how do you separate the two? Like, between, like, being alone together, you know, like.
That is different, though. Alone together is different, but.
It's different.
But it's only been so different.
It is different.
It's semantics, too. Like, alone together, what does that mean? An example is you're working on a hobby. She's reading a book. Like.
Right.
In a different room in the house?
I was going to say, so this came up in a conversation that me and B were having a little while back about just like wanting like intimacy, and it's good to have companionship, but like, yo, if I just want to like watch the show that I like I don't want you up under me, you know, okay. I don't need that. Like I just
Terry Crews, have the conversation.
Wow, yo, this is so interesting.
Some people don't understand
it. It's so simple.
That.
If they don't understand it, she's wrong. He's wrong.
They might not have to like it, right? Like, if they don't understand it, that's a problem.
Man, I wish I could get personal.
So, having the conversation, basically, you're saying communicate.
Just communicate.
Yeah.
If you don't communicate, that's when you, like, aggy every single day with your relationship
right.
is because you didn't just say, yo, I need time. That's when you take the L, but
man,
it's simple.
I never thought that coming on this podcast that Thomas would be the most like rational sounding.
So what you trying to say about me, fam?
You trying to say your image? You want smoke here? Because you want fight?
Nah, honestly, I've listened to myself recently and I felt irrational, and I wanted to apologize, but I'm not gonna do that because fuck y'all. At the end of the day, like certain shit I said is kind of wild, but like whatever, it's life.
And y'all thought I would be the one that'd be saying the wild shit.
You did. Coffee and sneakers.
Nah, yo, that be you. I'm alone.
Nah, certain shit is wild, but I don't mean it the way I sound, but like it sounds. Nah, seriously. I think I'll apologize now. Recently, I said, like, yo, we know everybody. I'm like, no, we don't know everybody, but like, I don't even know how to fix this shit. But it sounded crazy and it sounds crazy now. What I really meant to say is, like,
We be outside.
Like, yeah, like, thank you for helping me. Like,
we have a strong network of people, right?
Yeah, like, I don't know any billionaires. Facts.
Right.
But, like,
are you 2 degrees of separation? Maybe. Yeah,
maybe.
Right, but, like, maybe. Everybody's cool, and I'm not afraid to talk to anybody. So I apologize for anyone that thought that I was being a pompous jerk. At the end of the day, like, I might have tried to be a little bit pompous, but not all the way pompous.
It is what it is.
Thomas is all the way pompous, though.
Sometimes. But, like, it's me, like, at the end of the day.
It. Yeah, just own it.
Listen, I don't want to be. I'm just, some shit is what it is.
All right.
I'm not saying I'm qualified to be pompous. I'll tell you that. Mm. But sometimes, like, some shit come off. Didn't you just read my fucking horoscope and say that's how I be sometimes?
It's just Leo. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, you're still from Southside, even though you tell people in office.
You astrology connoisseur?
Yeah, we were just reading. Yeah,
you missed it, man.
Damn.
I wish you would have heard your shit be.
Yeah.
I would have wrote a song about your shit.
Don't worry, I got you.
You got me?
I'll read it all afterwards.
Right, yeah, we'll do it after this, because I'm curious about this guy, you know. He don't want to create that. What's that? The Ivy League tender?
Oh, the league.
The league.
I'm good on that.
I'm going to call it the Beak when you're done with it.
gang.
Let's go crazy right through the league, kid.
Nah, we got to. All right, Steph, are you on these apps?
I have tried the apps. I have tried the
you
league.
You pay for
it's
them?
Garbage. No.
Why not?
No.
You got to pay for them.
Yeah, you know what they say. If you don't pay for it, you're not serious. Boom. I respect it. From a professional point, right? From talking to, like, who's the big conglomerate that owns all of the dating sites?
Match.
Match Group has like 100 sites, right? Mm-hmm. And they say, like, there's a different sect. There's those that are like free users. They're not really serious. They just trying to hook up. But then those that pay for it are like trying to get married. So, like, if you don't pay for it, you're really on there looking like you'd like.
But you're paying for features. What do you mean if you don't pay for it?
You're paying for features. I mean, certain things are only have a paywall, right? Certain sites only.
So there's certain men behind that paywall.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you just find that dude he had like $13.99 a month. It's like really Netflix and chill.
I don't know, Steph. That sounds pretty like.
Nah, seriously. If someone's serious about something, they invest in it, right? So why would you deal with someone that's not willing to invest in it?
What if the body count is the goal? I'm just saying. I'm asking.
Yo, like, but that's a person that's really about his body count. I got $13.99 to add a body.
I'm just asking.
Nah, there are always outliers, obviously.
But it's 2020. Women about their body count, too, right now.
They're trying to bag?
Yeah.
There they are.
What?
That's the thing I'm hearing. Women are really,
Where?
Women out here man eating.
That wouldn't be a term if it wasn't real. Right? Like, it wouldn't have become a thing. It's real.
It's a lot now.
You got a man in these in your circle?
He could do it. I could do it, too.
Yeah, I do.
For real?
Yeah.
And is it about the conquest? It's not about
drop
the,
a link
no,
in the
no,
physical
no.
conquest.
Drop a link in the bio.
No.
I was about to ask.
You know.
I know this person.
This friend that I've spoken to you about.
How old is she?
She's
cute.
She's in her 40s.
Yo, you're way too old to be a man.
Nah.
Don't be ageist out here. What you mean?
You're way too sick, these niggas. Like, at the end of the day,
you're way too mature.
Nah,
you may
be tired
playing those games.
What if it's power? What if it's control? What if it's being able to finally do what you want to do after being taken advantage of?
Yeah, what if that's, yeah, that's where she's at. That's
what if she's trying to reverse the roles?
What if it's like she's jaded?
What if it's like nigga fatigue?
Agreed.
She's jaded. Yeah. That is the definition of jade.
Jaded, nigga fatigue, same thing. Like, I'm sick of these niggas. Like,
yo,
I get it.
Like, come on, she's the same one that would. No, that's a terrible assumption. I can go there.
Nah, you go for it, because I put myself out there. Go ahead, man.
You over jumping out the window.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm categorizing her, but
this
like.
She's going to be good.
She would be the same one that would read that tweet and be like, yo, fuck niggas, so she go back in the office. You know, like.
I mean, I would too, so. Nah, I'm joking.
Like, that's unfair for her to have. She could be missing out on the man that could really do right by her.
But so with someone that really enjoys their own personal space and is not willing to, like...
Yeah, they're missing out on...
Wow, shots
fired. That's why I was trying to give that parallel. Yeah. But if you call her jaded, then...
Dang.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
Boom.
He's coming at you, yo.
Square peg, round hole.
Didn't I tell you this was going to happen?
It's coming for you, Steph.
Yeah, we talked about this. We'll hug later.
Nah, but he makes a point. Your thoughts?
I don't think it's one and the same though. But I think you guys have taken what I said about like jaded. Being used to being alone as me not being open. I'm saying like I think that next step and like finding someone, like those are the questions that this woman asked in this quote are the same questions that I asked too. Not saying that I'm not open to it, but it's like, man, how do I like do this and this? And I'm comfortable with this. Like, I'm trying to think of a good example. Like,
did I answer your question though?
What?
You just ask. Is that not like real?
Just ask. Like,
just ask. Hey,
can I be alone?
Do you mind if I like spend some time by myself upstairs? Yeah, you think he's gonna be like, no? He's gonna be like, fuck yeah. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, but like, you're willing to compromise time, right? Because you see something with this person. You know, like we all did things when we were single that we sort of stepped back from doing once we met our mate.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you're willing to compromise those things.
Are you willing to do those things?
Is the big question.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Can you talk mad tough to her? Like,
yeah, no, you mad aggressive, son. You might as well be over here bringing guests. You over here talking crazy to my guests.
Are you ready to do the work? Yeah. Cool. Yes, Ayanla, I am.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, a little too much coffee with some sneakers.
And no, beans, but, yeah.
You know, those are the questions that I'm curious about. It's like, in order to step, like, you have to do some things that are a little uncomfortable for you, right? Like, in order to get to that next phase.
So, that next phase happened for y'all. Can y'all talk about... can you talk about the transition from when you met your mates to knowing that you had to start making some of those deeper sacrifices? Because everybody dated at some point in their life and didn't make those sacrifices to do that.
Yeah.
Or I'm not judging, but honestly, maybe you went into it every time.
Honestly, those compromises.
They're active compromises.
Those compromises never end.
They're active. Yeah. Same point. Yeah,
and I mean, I'm ready for it when I find that person.
Personal, like, what was the hardest shift that you had to make?
Thomas, you go.
I already said mine. Being responsible for someone further than myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and mine probably falls under that same category. Yeah. You know, it's really different because, you know, when you're single and you make the decision that you want to stay at the office really late, or you want to go out to this extra networking event,
or you want to go to the gym for 3 hours instead of one.
If you want to go to the gym, you know, like, you don't have to run home. Mm-hmm. You know, like, those things shift.
And funny thing is, we don't have to, but you just don't feel, feel uneasy, well, and you don't want to rock the
y'all
boat.
Raised right, so, like, I get it.
Nah, mm-hmm. I think Thomas said it perfectly. It's like, look, you just trying to keep peace in your household, you know? So, like, you don't want to rock the boat. You know, so like you're just trying to be conscious of like where you at, what time you come home, you know.
But is it rocking a boat if you have the conversation and communicate?
Yo,
it still rocks the boat?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes. And I don't know if this is the same for women, but for men at least, or my friends, sometimes not everything is worth the conversation. Some things you just want to like not even go there with and save the conversation when some shit is real.
I mean, but that's the opposite of what you said, right? Whether it's
Shit, you go to me, B? Yeah. Finally.
Whoa.
you scared?
Nah. Whether it's insignificant or great,
you just talked about
communicating no matter what, right?
Yeah. So some things I feel are not worth the communication. Like, I can't think of anything off the top of the head right now. But
yo, I never come at Thomas, yo.
Nah, this is great. This is great. Yeah,
I'm
enjoying good.
This. I'm going to just sit back.
Keep I'm just coming. Saying, I want you to keep that forward. Same energy, right? You just said, yo, communicate. It's easy as having a Terry Crews conversation. But if something's not worth it, then talk to me about not being worth that communication.
Nah, the things that are not worth the communication are things like dishes. Or like really simple things. Like, I don't want to do the dishes, but I'm going to do it rather than like have you're to good. Talk about it.
Some people will keep that energy and fight for it.
Nah, right? But I'm not stupid. I'm going to do the dishes. Or like, I'm going to come home at a reasonable hour. Yeah. Like, you know, I want to stay out till 6 with all my friends, but like, nah, I'm going to come home at like, you know, 12:30. Like, some things are just not worth it. Because what is your real benefit?
Right.
But if I have, like, an extreme benefit, then we have the conversation.
In my mind, honestly, I'd rather pour my energy into somewhere else. You know, like, not worrying about...
Good try, though, B. You try to come at me with...
I tried.
And yeah, then you drop like, the mic and shit. Like, yeah.
Like, honestly, I'd rather pour my energy into, like, something else instead of being in a house knowing someone's beefing with me. You know,
facts.
Like... It's exhausting.
You don't want that energy at
it's
home.
And it's and it snowballs. It goes from one thing to like a really nah, it's not worth it.
Sheesh.
It's balance.
Yeah, cause we've all been in relationships. Can you count the times that you look back on an argument? You'd be like,
that
for
shit
real?
Was stupid.
That shit was dumb.
And that shit happened to me yesterday and it was dumb. But rarely am I the person that is unreasonable with my wife. But I did it yesterday and I feel stupid as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, like, I'm grieving right now and shit, so, like, my emotions is all kind of
condolences,
fucked up.
Yeah.
Cool, thank you, I appreciate it. I don't even know how to accept that. But realistically, it was stupid. Yeah. So I got to look at myself, I'm like, you dumb. Even though you're grieving, like, that was stupid.
Yeah.
And now you got to deal with her not feeling you for, like, umpteen days. And if I could have avoided it, I would have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Realistically.
Right. Because
I definitely can't ask to go upstairs and be by myself right now because, like, that's unreasonable.
And that snowballs.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn.
So it's
you about that life
complex.
Though? You about that life though?
Yeah, I'm about that life.
You about
it's
that lifestyle?
Mad complex.
About that life?
No, I mean, I don't know.
Go read a book. Go upstairs. And read.
By yourself.
Yeah. The Iliad, the Odyssey. Do you read like Greek epics and shit?
Come on.
Nah. I mean, but this book is almost a Greek epic.
No,
like,
that's why I said it. Yeah, yeah. I thought about that.
Yeah,
when you said
it.
That will take me all year to finish.
Yo, are y'all really ready?
That's
yeah.
a real question.
I'm looking you in your eye and saying, yeah, because, I mean, I've been through longer relationships.
Yo, and shout out to you. I think you're really good at it.
So good at what?
I think B is good at relationships.
I don't know about that.
I think you're really,
certain
really.
Certain types of relationships.
I think you're a really, really, and I'm saying this like as a friend, I think you're a really, really good man.
This is a whole nother episode.
No, we're not going there. I think B is a really, really great guy.
Appreciate
like
that.
I've seen you do some things that most men, some sacrifices that most men are not willing to make.
Like so, what?
Man, I've seen. Now that the relationship is over for umpteen years now, I've seen women straight up in B's ear, like, "Hey, daddy," and all of that, and B's like, "Calm down, at your age." Like, I've seen that in real life.
Very faithful.
And B is like, "Yo,
yeah, B's a faithful dude,
like,
man."
Not to say that we're all aren't. I'm just. I'm not trying to, we on camera, it's different. I'm just saying I've seen B be extremely hyper faithful in a long distance relationship.
Yeah, it's pretty
That's
disgusting.
Amazing. Disgusting. It's amazing.
Yeah. Nah.
Nah, I think, what? Yo, I think that, yo, bro, that like set an example for me. I
Why
admire
disgusting?
That. Like,
cause
at that time, I'm like, yo, you're an ill dude, bro.
But like, if you don't do it in real life, like that's why I say I'm ready. Because
yeah, so I have a different view on that whole situation. I'm not gonna go there. But that'll. I'm yeah, all for being faithful.
Wait, personally about that situation, or like as it pertains to be in that relationship, or you're saying in general the setup, like
no.
Okay,
that specific. Okay. Yeah. But
you might have to talk off camera. Cause
yeah, don't get crazy. She's still family too. Like
I'm not even talking about that one.
Cool.
Nah,
oh, the other one.
Yeah.
Oh.
See. Nah, that one's fine.
Yeah.
For now.
It's my ninja.
Nah, and we all still cool. We all family.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, that one's fine. But back to what I was saying. I think the reason why I asked, are you really ready? Because there's a hard transition that comes with being by yourself in that alone time to then not having it at all? All
right. So I can answer that by saying, am I ready for what I don't know? No. Right? Like,
I think you are, though.
But okay. Am I willing to put the work in to make it work? Absolutely.
Because, hold on, Steph, I'm going to let you, I want to address that, because there will be a moment in that relationship where you're going to have to make a decision around you shooting a job, like a photography gig, and you're going to be really pissed off at the fact that she's going to be unhappy with you going out at 12 o'clock at night.
Depending on the partner that he picks.
Right. Though. Right, because I don't think that he's going to deal with a woman
There are women that have walked into a relationship dating a man that's either an athlete or a musician, knowing that he will be away for a certain amount of time, and unhappy with the fact that he's traveling all the time.
Yeah. That person wasn't the right person for them.
Agreed. Like, simply put.
Agreed. Yeah, but like, there's
because
a...
That, and I'm sorry.
I think it's like roll my eyes.
Specifically in B's situation with like the photography and everything else, like if somebody stepping into the situation doesn't understand how important that is for him as like a passion, like that chick doesn't need to be in that situation.
She's not building.
I agree 100%. But
she needs to go.
Like, I think it's one thing also to like maybe get like a little annoyed, like, okay, like, you know, I feel some sort of way.
Do you really need that $100,000 gig when you just did another one last week?
But if it's some consistent lingering shit where it's kind of like, yo, this is wearing on me. Like, why do you have to do this?
Because at the end of the day, we are human beings and we need an emotional connection with our counterparts. And when we don't get it, no matter if you understand or not, then it becomes an issue.
But who says that they still are, that you still can't have an emotional connection? I think that's the thing. Like, you have to find somebody that is built for that situation that you are in.
Facts.
You do. But Brian, are you willing to take her on your photo shoots with you?
Yeah, come with it. Be my assist.
I invite him on today.
Or Creative Direct. All facts. Here's the thing. Chad, I'll agree with you on this. Nigga, shit changes. I don't give a fuck. Like, you might feel some way today, and then tomorrow you might be, nah, fuck that. I want you to be here.
Right.
And
like, why are you mad though? Like, why are you so aggressive though?
Because that's how I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be like, nah, I don't want you to go on this motherfucking trip, nigga. Either I'm flying with you or you're not going. Yeah. Like, if you feel that type of energy, you gotta be with somebody who's gonna understand that and have that conversation. So like, Chad, I know. That's why I say like, I'm not ready for what I don't know, you know. Right. But like, I'm ready to put the work in to get to it. You know?
All right, Steph, you ready for that? You about that life?
I am. I mean, I'm open to it. And I feel like
I'm open to it. A little shaky. No, I'm directing. That's like an interview.
Yeah. She coming to Tommy.
Because I felt like what's up, bro? They about to fight.
Yeah.
No. It's just a conversation.
Let's talk about it.
No, but I feel like, you know, like you kept going back to like, you're jaded or you're not open to it.
Do you understand what I meant by that now?
Nah.
Okay.
She don't.
Nah, I don't.
You said what you said, right?
Yeah.
I never said
what you said.
I've never met anyone jaded about being jaded. Like, it's crazy. Put jaded on my jaded. Like, that's crazy.
No, but I mean, I felt like the tone, because I said I can understand this.
Don't get hung up on the tone. It's the words.
But what you guys felt was conveyed by me saying I understand that, or as someone that has lived, you know, alone for most of my
adult,
X number of years or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Years, damn. I think most. Oh god.
But to understand that there's going to be some type of transition, I feel like, yes, I am open to like exploring what's out there and finding something real, and I'm also realistic about where I'm at and how my life has been and how that might be a transition for me.
Yeah, love's not realistic though.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that. Like, do you have a paradigm of like what your life's supposed to be like and like who this person is that fits in that paradigm?
No.
You don't?
Not at all.
I think that goes away once you hit like 35.
Nah, I just wonder, because some people do have that.
No.
I know at 31 I had it. And now.
Turned up upside down.
Nah, listen. I know I had it and it came to reality to a certain extent. So
talk about it, King. Talk about it.
Right.
Don't high five me. I'm not like a thot. Like, don't do that.
No peace signs. Like, no.
Come on, Thomas.
I'm hyper masculine. If you haven't noticed.
Yeah.
What's your white shirt on?
With his white shirt
It's crispy clean.
I know you're reaching. Go ahead and reach.
What? I'm chilling.
You're looking at my shirt.
Yeah. No, I'm not chilling. I'm chilling. Yo, yes, you have a sharp A underneath your shirt. Yeah. I wasn't going to say that, though. Chill out, yo.
Yeah. See?
Details, baby.
Hyper-masculine.
That's the minimum detail.
Yo, you need to see light. The drawers.
Yet. I can't.
That's light. That's light, Steph.
Nah, but this has been an interesting conversation.
You trying to end it though?
Yeah, we gotta wrap this shit up.
Nah, he gotta go home and sacrifice
and not get in trouble.
Compromise.
Yeah. You gonna get in trouble for that? That's crazy.
I love.
Nah, it is. It is.
You're right.
It is
about compromise.
Because
it's not that you don't want to do it. Like,
right?
You hungry too, right?
Yeah, I want to keep peace in my household.
I hear you. Nah, I respect that.
Balance.
Absolutely dope conversation, Steph. Thank you.
Thank you
for coming out. Also, thank you to the space. We're actually recording here in the Presence Atelier.
Yep.
Orange, New Jersey.
Yep.
My man Khalid Semper. So we'll drop some more information
in
the link. But
fire spot.
Absolutely.
Fire spot. Oh my gosh. This place is fire.
I agree. Details.
Yeah, the details. Yeah. I mean,
we'll get there. We'll show you the wood grain.
Stop rubbing his wood.
On that note, episode 50, Abstract Spirit Podcast. We appreciate y'all for listening. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, as Thomas says it.
Not anymore. We're off there.
Google. All the platforms. We appreciate y'all. Holla.
Yep.
Boom.
Done.
Good shit.
Good looking, Steph.